Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study Galatians chapter 4, we were taught that evangelism involves every member of the local church. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
R.A. Torrey, great evangelist of yesteryear, said, "I would rather win souls than to be the greatest general that ever commanded an army. I would rather win souls than to be the greatest poet or novelist or literary man who ever walked the earth. My one ambition is to win as many as possible. Oh, it is the only thing worth doing. To save souls." No wonder Torrey was so greatly used of God. Let the question be faced. Are you a silent Christian? Have you lost your power to speak out for Jesus Christ? If you have, then may it dawn upon you that you are to be a witness for God. To all men, everywhere, regardless of the distance and without discrimination. If you're not, then you're a disobedient and deficient Christian. How many talk about missions, but won't sacrifice to give to missions, let alone go? I'm talking about soul-winning missions. Missionaries that are planting churches. I'm not talking about, let's see how much food that we can send here and how many clothes we can set there. Those are all right, but that doesn't replace the more important thing of soul. Will the fire of evangelism burn within each of our hearts that are saved? If it does, God will be praised. If it doesn't, man will be damned. Let us pray that our failure does not allow the damnation of another soul to whom Christ wanted us to be a witness. Evangelism involves every member of the local church. It must never be thought of as an independent task or a specialized talent. Hired guns of the church that go out and do it for you. If you hire people in your church to be the witnesses and you don't do it, don't expect to get their reward. Yes, God gives talents to people. Some are ministers, some are missionaries, some are evangelists. But evangelism is a duty of us all. And it must have its rightful place in our life, and it needs to be central in each church. A church that calls for repentance and faith in Christ. Every church, every believer. A church that stands on the Word of God. My friend, if you go to a church that they don't even want you to bring the Bible to church, they'll flash something on the board for you. You better think twice about that. The Lord said in Psalms 138:2 that He's exalted His word above His name. And one day at His name, every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the honor and glory of God the Father. And if they're going to do that at the name of Jesus, and then He says He exalts His word above His name, why are so many churches cutting it down? I got a letter from a guy that claims to be a fundamental evangelist. Said to stay away from hot-button sin issues and hot-button doctrinal issues. Huh? go away from what God told us to do? Don't they realize that people have to realize they're sinners to be saved? That sin needs to be identified? That the Holy Spirit can show them that they need salvation? They need mercy and grace, not justice? See, so much of this world, the majority of this world, thinks they need justice. They think God's going to weigh their good against their bad, and justice will show that they deserve to go to heaven. My friend, if you get your justice, you'll burn in hell forever just like I would. I had to have the grace and mercy of God, and everyone else does as well. The work of evangelism is to be the neglect of none if they are saved. That was the belief of the early church in Jerusalem. When they started persecuting them, they went everywhere preaching the word. Preaching has the idea of witnessing. Evangelism was not part of their life. It was their life. Their spirits were steeped in it. Their minds were soaked in it. It was in the atmosphere they breathed, and it ran like a flaming fire through their veins. Here, then, is New Testament evangelism. Every Christian, an empowered witness. Every member, a disciple winner. Every layman, a life changer. Every member of the local church joining together in a united spiritual effort to win the lost outside of Christ. Each Spirit-filled Christian gathering, enlisting and recruiting lost sinners to commit themselves to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of their lives. Oh, may we be faithful to follow the call of God. Now, this is what they had here in Galatia before they began to waver. Verse 15 says, "Where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me." So now, he is reminding them of the love they shared for one another. When he had led them to Christ and was building them up in the faith, and they were one, now these others have come in and taken them from that. But you see, true Christian love is not forgotten. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17 says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Proverbs 18:24, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." That's when we are most Christ-like. When you're this way, you do not view Paul's infirmity, that is, the brethren and their various infirmities, as a nuisance. Rather, it becomes an opportunity to help them and to carry on the ministry. They were so thankful for their salvation. They would have gorged out their own eyes if they could have, he says. This the laity, seeking to help the man of God to minister, to get the word out. I can remember in the first church I pastored that I had messed my ankle up very badly. I don't even remember how I did it, but I remember I was on crutches. I wasn't sure when I got to church I was going to preach, but I knew that I wanted to preach. Somebody brought a stool from home, and they set that stool up, and I was able to preach from that stool. See, people were doing what they could that the ministry may go forward. This is what they had before they began to waver. Again, look at verse 15. "Where is then the blessedness?" The blessedness. ye spake of. And then he goes on to tell him, for I bear your record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and had given them to me. Oh, sometimes people forget so easily. See, when you're Christ-like, when you're that way, you don't view Paul's infirmity as yuck. No. You view it as God's call to come to their aid. We are a body of Christ. You sprain an ankle, the rest of your body helps the ankle. Your arms, your hands, the way you walk, the other foot that's not sprained, everything is to help to make things easier on the injured part. And should that not be our heart for one another in the local church? So this reality is causing them to waver. And so we go on to verses 16 through 18. He says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Whoa, that's a hard one, isn't it? He says, they zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that you might affect them. But it's good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. So, and I become your enemy because I tell you the truth. After the recounting of the above verses, why are they now wavering? Why is it dividing them? Think on these verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15. In verse 19, the apostle says to the church at Corinth, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Now listen to this next phrase. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. You see, they thought, well, you know, this is too negative. It's not really something that is good that attracts people. That Paul, he just is so negative in hitting sin. And you see, they say he lacks love. And so, what is the truth of the matter? The Holy Spirit hadn't right, the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.